This is the second audio bite. As I mentioned in the introduction, in this audio bite, I would like to provide you with a listing of some good books in regards to evangelism. I have read most of these books, and some of them have been recommended by others, and I'm planning to read these in the near future. First of all, I would like to recommend a little book, probably 180 pages, by Paul Little, P-A-U-L. L-I-T-T-L-E, Paul Little, and the name of the book is How to Give Away Your Faith, published by Indovar City Press. I have that book in front of me. It has been sold over 1 million copies since its initial print in 1966, and it's an old book, but they have updated a revised edition now. A very good book. I personally think every Christian should read this book, and it will help us a lot in regards to evangelism and how to go about step by step, how to go about sharing the Christ with others. It's a tremendous help in witnessing. That's what Billy Graham said about this book. So this might be a good starting point for you to in your reading. So buy that book, How to Give Away Your Faith by Paul E. Little, published by Indovar City Press. I would like to recommend two more books by Paul Little. Know What You Believe, Connecting Faith and Truth. It's also a paperback book published by Cook Communication Ministries. Know What You Believe. It will explain to you what we believe as Christians. Many times we call ourselves Christians and we don't know what exactly we believe in. Many times when people come across and ask questions, we are clueless of what we believe in. So it gives a lot of basic stuff about Christian beliefs and also how to convey these to others. Another book by Paul Little, Know Why You Believe. The one before we looked was Know What You Believe. It talks about Christian beliefs and everything. And this book is Know Why You Believe, Why We Believe Certain Things That We Do Believe as Christians, published by Indovar City Press. It's another good book. It will help you a lot in regards to answering the questions of many people and helping you grow more as a Christian and as a believer. Know Why You Believe by Paul Little. Another book I have read early on in my Christian life is called Lifestyle Evangelism by Joe Aldrich, A-L-D-R-I-C-H, published by Multnomah Books. A good book. It teaches you how to make friendship, how to go about talking to our neighbors, and through our lifestyle itself, how do we witness to others. A very good book. I am inclined to that kind of evangelism. I believe all Christians, through their life and through their lifestyle, people should know they are Christians, and they should ask for the hope that we have in us, as 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 says. When they ask you for the hope, they ask you for the hope that is in you, we should be able to give an answer for that. So, Lifestyle Evangelism by Joe Aldrich is another good book. And another book, Tell It Often, Tell It Well, by Mark McCloskey. Last name is McCloskey, published by Here's Life Publishers. Tell It Often, Tell It Well. It touches confrontational evangelism, how to talk to people in a bus stop. You're standing in a bus stop, and how are you going to talk to people? Talk to people around there, or you are sitting in an airplane. How do you open up a conversation with them, or talking to a person you never met before? That's another good book, Tell It Often, Tell It Well by Mark McCloskey. You know, these books are good for theory and practice of evangelism. Another book that I have recently read, the name of the book is called The Insider. The authors are Jim Peterson and Mike Shami, published by Nav Press. This book is more about changing the way we think than about theory and practice of evangelism. I don't agree with everything the authors have to say, but they provide some good thoughts to think outside. Another book, these books I haven't read, but has been recommended to me by many people. I'm planning to read this in the near future. The name of the book is Art of Personal Evangelism, Sharing Jesus in a Changing Culture by Will McCraney, published by B&H Publishing Group. Again, Art of Personal Evangelism, Sharing Jesus in a Changing Culture by Will McCraney, WillMcRaney. Another book, Irresistible Evangelism, Natural Ways to Open Others to Jesus. It's another paperback book by Dave Ping, Doug Pollack, and Steve Sorgan. There are three authors, Dave Ping, P-I-N-G, Doug Pollack, P-O-L-L-A-C-K, and Steve Sorgan, S-J-O-G-R-E-N, and published by Group Publishing. And finally, a book, pretty old, published by Bill Bright. You all might know Bill Bright, the founder of the Campus Crusade for Christ, wrote many books. Now he's with the Lord. This book, Witnessing Without Fear, Witnessing Without Fear by Bill Bright, is a good book for everybody, published by Here's Life Publishers. These are some of the good books that I have come across. I have a lot other recommended books which I would like to give it to you. If you are interested, just send me an email and I could send them a Word file of the listing of the books that I think that are useful for evangelism. And read this. Start with How to Give Away Your Faith. I believe that should be the first book you should read. Read these books and let me know how you feel about it, and if you have any questions or interact with me, feel free to email me, as I mentioned in the introductory section. As I also mentioned in the introduction, if you don't have a reading habit, I recommend you to start it now. You know, it will help you a lot as you move forward. So I believe and I hope that you will be getting hold of some of these books and start reading. God bless you, and the next session will be a listing of verses that are useful while we are sharing the gospel. I would recommend you to memorize them. In the next audio bite will be a listing of memory verses for memory. God bless you all.